For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Sean Johnson. Wisconsin legislators are one step closer to plugging a projected $6.6 billion hole in the state budget for the next 2 years. The Wisconsin Assembly passed the $62.2 billion spending plan just a few hours ago after an all-night session. All Republican lawmakers voted against the budget, along with two Democrats. 49 Democrats voted yes for the plan, and it took the legislature's lone independent lawmaker, Jeff Wood of Chautauqua, to get them the 50 votes they needed. This is a budget that would cut state funding for schools and could lay off as many as 1,400 state workers. It would raise income taxes on the wealthy and raise taxes on capital gains, oil companies, cigarettes, and phone lines. But Democrats like Assembly Majority Leader Tom Nelson of Kaukauna said this budget was notable for the taxes it did not increase.
The budget did not raise taxes on 99% of Wisconsinites. The hardworking families that work hard and play by the rules. No sales tax increase, no payroll tax increase, and no income tax increase.
Still, Hudson Republican Kitty Rhodes told Democrats it would only be a matter of time before their constituents realize how this budget has hurt them.
When you say you protected middle-class America, take a look on your block. Take a look at your neighbors. And go home and tell those people that you see every day that this budget is not going to have an impact on them. Because within the next 6 months, they're going to be telling you every day, you hit them and you hit them hard.
Republicans proposed more than 100 changes to the budget, almost all of which were shot down by Democrats. The budget goes to the state Senate next, where majority Democrats there are expected to make some changes. Legislative leaders will then have to hammer out their differences before they send the budget to the governor for his signature. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio News.